So the feud between Carl Niehaus and Fikile Mbalula, that's stepping up a level. Mbalula went on a Twitter tirade against Niehaus and the MKMVA earlier this week. And Niehaus has now responded by saying he's consulted a lawyer and is filing a defamation suit against Mbalula. Tidi Madia is our political reporter at EWN. Tidi, what's the story here? What's going on between these two guys?
So, afternoon, Mandy. So, Carl Niehaus on the one hand saying he can't leave it alone, hence he's going the legal route. But Fikile Mbalula saying, you know, I didn't call them thugs. He actually said that during an engagement with a region in KwaZulu-Natal last night, saying, I didn't call them thugs. I was speaking about people who go out and call an ANC minister to be arrested. That's the issue. And he said that he was attacked first. He didn't start, he didn't pull the trigger. He was merely reacting to people attacking him. And then he went on to speak really about other things. If you remember on Monday, there was a back and forth between him and Ace Makashule's account. And he didn't mention Ace Makashule's name, but he then said, yeah, but these people, you know, who are leading but aren't believing in renewal, which speaks to law enforcement clamping down on corruption, are part of the problem. You can't have the ANC having people like that.
Tidi, why is this important politically? Why should we care about what's going on between Niehaus and Mbalula?
I think we should care because it's a sign of the factions. You know, we always speak as journalists about the factions in the ANC, and people don't understand it. Some people think it's just a thing in the ether, out in the air, but this is a sign of the constant conflict. And Mbalula again saying, in 2017, a decision was taken about which direction we need to steer the party, and yet people are still stuck at Nasrec. One faction, supposedly, still doesn't want to adhere. And if they're going to get the country right and set the ANC right, they need to move in a particular direction. That resistance is important to understand. As you see law enforcement acting, that project in and of itself is important for South Africans to understand that this is maybe the so-called renewal, but you must understand that the pushback might make it difficult for those state institutions to do their jobs. So it's important because it gave us a glimpse into the push and pull that's happening within the party and ultimately in the running of the state.
So, Tidi, where to from here? Are we going to see a defamation case? Are we going to see Ace Makashule getting more involved? Will there be any kind of disciplinary action?
Well, look, he has been rebuked by the party at some point or another. We know that for a fact. I think that they're going to put it to bed until the next NEC. I expect somebody from Ace Makashule's side to stand up and say something about Fikile Mbalula in the closed meeting of the ANC. And I think that Fikile Mbalula saying that the storm is not over is very telling, you know. They're so angry about transfer money. I don't know if you remember me telling you that part of the issue is contracts and money for patronage, you know. So as much as they're headed towards the next conference, expect more conflict. As much as we speak about law enforcement and their arrests, expect more conflict. Whatever's happening with state institutions, law enforcement agencies, that disrupts political life in South Africa. And we'll definitely see factions responding depending on who law enforcement guns for. So speaking about nothing, the storm is not over, is absolutely correct.
Tidi Madia, EWN political reporter, explaining that feud between Carl Niehaus and Fikile Mbalula. Thanks very much for your time today.